Joy, Almond Joy. I have been saying, boy, Almond Joy for years. I say it with real emotion, like I really mean it. And I do. I love Almond Joy candy bars. I mean, I really love them. The chocolate, the almonds, the coconut. What a combination. Frankly, it cannot get better than this. This is the ultimate. I've expressed my feelings about Almond Joys before on my blogs, August 5th, 2022, September 3rd, 2022. So you may ask, why am I writing about them again? Well, something happened to me the other day that shook me a little bit, and I just have to get it off my chest. So bear with me, please. When I stopped for gas in Vital Junction, California, on my 280-mile road trip to Las Vegas, I went into the mini mart at the gas station to ask about the price of gas. While in the mini mart, I could not help but notice the candy section. And even though this is a mini mart in a very small junction located in the middle of the Mojave and Sonoran deserts, with nothing near it except a state of California agricultural inspection station. And even though no one in their right mind would stop there because the price of gas at their pump was $7.79 a gallon, the highest price of gas in the entire country. Even with all this, the display of candy was immense. It was 10 feet long and 6 feet high. It had 5 shelves. Each shelf had 10 different candies on it. It was a phenomenal display of different kinds of candies. What caught my eye and my attention was where the Almond Joy candy bars were located. I had a hard time finding them. Finally, I found the Almond Joys. They were not on the top shelf, the one at eye level. No, sir. They were not on the second shelf. No, sir. They were not on the third shelf either. They were on the fourth shelf. They were just one shelf higher than the bottom shelf, just 1 foot above the floor. On top of that, the Almond Joys were not the first box of candies in the fourth row. No, sir. They were not the second box of candies in the fourth row. No, sir. In fact, they were the eighth box of candies on the shelf. So of the 10 boxes of candies in the fourth row, they were the eighth. You can see why I was wide-eyed. How could Almond Joy candy bars be placed in such a remote position in the candy display? How can that happen? What in the hell is going on when Almond Joy candy bars are relegated to such a lowly position vis-a-vis other candy bars? There could be a few reasons for this. One, maybe everyone does not feel the same way about Almond Joy candy bars as I do. This is a possible explanation. Two, maybe other candy bars are more popular and get more sales than my favorite Almond Joy. Or three, just maybe the mini mart does not care what candy bars are located where in the display. So they, by chance, located Almond Joy candy bars far away from where most people would look to purchase some candy. Let's take a closer look at these possible explanations for why Almond Joy candy bars are located so far away and so far below most of the other candies. My research shows that Almond Joy candy bars are one of the best-selling and most popular candy bars in U.S. history. Some studies and reports have them number 10, such as the Love Food Report, as well as CNBC's America's Favorite Candy Bars. Others have Almond Joy's number 14, such as the LA Times food columnist power rankings. Still others have the candy bar at number 20 from Kara McKenna of Ohio University. And some have it listed as number 50 from Daryl and Mindy Hirsch. By most accounts, the best-selling and most popular candies in America are Snickers, Reese's Peanut Butter Cups, Hershey Bars, and M&M's, in that order. The largest candy company in the world is Mars, which has more than $20 billion in annual sales, with 34,000 employees in 53 plants across the globe. Mars makes Snickers, M&Ms, Mars bars, Milky Ways, and Twix. Alma Joy and other candies are made by the Hershey Company, which has $8 billion in annual sales, 16,000 employees, in 14 plants. $60 million a year come from Alma Joy sales. Now, I know there are more important things to worry about right now in the world we live in. For example, climate change, mass murders, Russian aggression, Hamas-Israeli conflict, China, the next presidential election in the U.S., who will win the NFL, NBA, and NHL trophies this year, what's happening to our educational system in this country, to name a few. Nevertheless, when one sees a wrong, it needs to be corrected. This is one of those situations. Alma Joy candy bars should be placed front and center in either the top or next to the top row of the display. The question for those listening to my podcast is, how do we accomplish this needed correction? What do we have to do to get Alma Joy candy bars front and center in the candy displays at mini marts, in grocery store checkout lines, and everywhere else? I hope my readers and listeners will chime in with suggestions. In the meantime, I will continue to enjoy my Alma Joys. Now, Alma Joys come in different sizes. There's the standard candy bar, there's the large size one, and there are the minis. I just received an early Christmas present from a dear friend. She sent me two good-sized packages of mini Alma Joys. There are 60 mini Alma Joy candy bars in each package. Boy, Alma Joy!
Be sure to subscribe to Meandering Musings wherever you get your favorite podcasts. For more about Neil Peterson and to read more Meandering Musings and travel essays, visit neilstrips.com. That's neilstrips.com. Like the podcast? Help us grow our listenership. Tell your friends about Meandering Musings and leave us a review on Apple Podcasts.